pressure's on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time to take us some time before the sun goes down. Let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock.
7 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, where we tell stories, have ideas that we want to present to you for your thinking and well-being. Dr. Jay Kumar, in that spirit, will join us later in the hour. A lot of times, some of the conversations we have with folks like Dr. Jay are construed to be somewhat religious.
Because they may have a spiritual connection.
I think more spiritual than religious,
sure.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So a spiritual component.
Yep.
So, but that's, you know, I mean, it's a simplistic way of looking or listening to the ideas, but it is the way some people think. Thus, the focus on something else that's fairly simplistic that comes from the same sort of mindset, the idea that religion, I've talked about this often, this week I think even making reference to it, with regard to the problems of overpopulation and how, for example, many people who are in India practicing the basic religion and the tenets of the religion that's prominent there. Sikhism is one of the things that people follow there. The idea that we need to, and the Israelis, I don't know, the Hasidic side of Judaism practices this. The Catholic Church has promoted it for years. Many religions say we have to make more of us so that they don't overpower us or overtake us. They're not. We don't want them to be more important than we are just because of their numbers. And we and they are all the different religions. So I thought it was interesting that Michael Fortier, who's on our staff here in the program, came upon something.
He's a Sikh, right?
Yeah, he's a seeker of truth.
That's right.
Right. He brought something to my attention about the Amish in our country and how the boom in their numbers is taking place. This is a fundamental religious group that's growing so quickly. New communities are emerging all over the place. Pennsylvania, where you are, Richie, in Maryland.
They've always been around here.
Yep. New York State. There are a lot of groups all over North America, Ohio. As a matter of fact, 250,000 Amish live in the United States. The number will surpass 1 million by 2050.
How do they know that?
It's a suggestion. If you look at the Cleveland Plain Dealer article on number of Amish in Ohio, impact, who knows? You multiply out whatever their birth rate has been for the past 10 years times 10.
How are they growing so much? Is it just fornication, or are people converting to
sex, Rich?
Amishism?
No, there's no conversion. They don't take converts.
I couldn't drive up to Pennsylvania or Western Maryland and
say,
I
want to be an Amish.
I want to join the gang.
No.
Hey, but I might have to take a counterpoint on this. What about that movie Witness, where that lady went undercover as an Amish woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be undercover agents. That's the only reason they're growing.
Yeah, good.
She was able to convert, though. They took her in.
My understanding has been that they don't take converts. Now, I may be wrong, but I know I've asked that. I've been to a lot of Amish farms for auctions.
We go to the Amish market. My shed in my backyard is made by the Amish.
Many of the things, these communities are so well-tuned.
You buy anything from any of their stores, be it food, clothing,
quality,
construction.
Yep.
It's the best.
Yep.
It's the best.
You asked the question about how do I know that. If you look back at the stats, Richie, the Amish population has grown and doubled every 22 years through the last century. So maybe that's how they come up with the number. About 60,000 Amish live in Ohio. About 59,000 live in Pennsylvania. 45,000 in Indiana.
Hmm.
And there is a lot of interesting.
I hate to differ with you.
No, you don't.
I'm at AmishNews.com.
Good for you, Richie.
Your guide to Pennsylvania's Amish.
Wait. The Amish can't use the internet.
I don't know why there's a website. When Jacob or whatever his name was pulled up to my front door with their shed, I've got a 10x14 shed. I figured, you know, clip clop with a little trailer on the back of my shed.
Showed up in a Chevy pickup truck,
big time F-250 dually.
I'd ask for a refund. That is a fake Amish. That's faux Amish.
Fake Amish. Using a BlackBerry. Had a cell phone.
So.
All right, so here's what it says on Amish.
Well, you know,
I'm betting he was a Mennonite, Richie, not an Amishman.
It says the Amish store.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of times they use...
Wrong.
Yeah, they have...
U-M-I-S.
They have deals with, you know, like me. I might open a store and agree to sell their stuff. So I would be the salesperson and maybe the delivery, and then they'd build it and bring it to me. But so anyway, it says, from time to time, we receive letters from people who want our help in becoming Amish.
Yeah.
Do people ever convert to the Amish faith? Yes, but it is relatively rare.
Okay, so what I was told is they didn't, but it's rare. Once in a while, they take in.
You have to give up
all of your worldly life. Yeah, everything.
Except for this website.
And my dually and my cell phone.
Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, it's interesting to see how some of these fundamental, the Mormon church is growing unbelievably quickly.
I'm just seeing Maria on the TV.
You know what, Roberta? I'm with you on that. I say that. I mean, I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney, not because he's... I'm not worried about him necessarily.
I am.
But I just don't... anyway, let's not get off into that.
I spent a lot of time in Utah.
Yeah, a lot. Yep. Yeah.
Trust me.
Good to go skiing there.
More time than Obama spent in Washington?
Probably.
There go all of our Utah stations.
All right. Stand by for story time. I got to get Roberta's mind off of that, so she'll be first with the story of the day. Again, Dr. J. Cumard joins us bottom of the hour. 14 after on Good Day.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with Superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ballgame.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
If you want something that really is a thought that applies to pretty much anybody, anytime. Mother Teresa said all acts of love are acts of peace. Something to think about as we move from the parking lot. Where are we going, Roberto, with this?
We're going to taxi. This is Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah?
Yep. And we're talking about taxi.
Here we are.
Did you ever try to hail a taxi in New York City?
Yes.
On a rainy day?
On a rainy day?
Yeah.
Maybe not so much on a rainy day.
In January?
Yeah.
In January.
I mean, my technique is if you see one, like, in the middle of the street, you literally run out and either stand in front of it or, like, pound on the hood to let them know that you want it. You
or don't pull the passengers in the back out.
You don't wait for them to come to you because otherwise, you know, in New York, he who waits, he who hesitates,
know what
waits.
Fascinates me, they all go on break during rush hour.
What the hell? Right. Isn't that hilarious?
Off duty when it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you, crazy?
I know. Well, actually, being able to hail a taxi in New York City just got easier. Believe it or not, there's a new app for Androids and iPhones called ZabCab, ZabCab. And what it is, you download the app and you hit the hail button and it broadcasts your location to cabs within a 5-block radius.
Really?
So they know where you are. Right now, there's about 1,000 cabs that have it, but they're expanding it to all 12,000 yellow taxis in the New York area. Now, of course, the taxi driver has to have the other end of this
right
on their smartphone, but it's just a great way to hail a cab now.
It's
we'll see how
ratings,
well it works.
And it's got 5 stars. Some yeah. people say... let me see. Will an app store discriminate? Will the app store discriminate against me? it works, but word is out about this app and needs to get more out. Got this app. Could be dangerous if someone is identifying themselves as a cab driver, but they're not.
Well, the whole thing is in New York, you only get into yellow cabs.
Yeah.
But there are gypsy cabs that go around.
What happens?
Those drivers...
In New York, yeah. You are liable to be, depending on what you look like, if you're in a suit and you have a bag, somebody's going to come up to you in a town car.
Right.
And roll the window down, hey, buddy, you need a ride. Mm-hmm. And they hope that you'll go to Newark or to LaGuardia or JFK, but they'll bring you around town, but you've got to pay them $20 to get where you're going.
Or sometimes a little more now.
Yeah. Right.
But what they are, those are limo drivers that are, like, waiting. They may know they have 3 or 4 hours between the drop-off and the pickup, so they go around and make a little extra money.
Yeah.
You know,
put it all
but
in
you know, if someone you know pulls up to you in a beat up Chevy, goes, "Oh,
in a Honda Civic,
right? You want a ride, Buster?
Right.
No, you don't go with them.
You want a ride, Buster?
I did that once. It was not good.
No, not good.
You know what people don't realize is that if someone is hailing a cab in New York, I'll go up and I'll ask them. I say, "Are you heading uptown?" And they'll go, "Yeah." I said, "Well, where are you going?" And they'll say, "You know, Upper West Side." I said, "Well, I'm going there too. You want to share a cab?" And most of the time, they will. You'd be surprised.
So we do a jazz fest.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody shares a jazz fest.
At Doug Steffen. Well, actually, the Twitter and Facebook accounts, social media today, focusing on favorite sayings, among other things. Richard wants to contribute to that. You have a favorite saying, Richard?
Yeah, kind of interesting listening to your tape delay there. Hey, one time when I was feeling really bad, I said I was completely worthless. And my dad says, "No man is completely worthless. You can always serve as a bad example."
Yeah. And that's awesome.
And he followed up by saying, "Just remember this, son. The nice thing about being imperfect is the joy it gives to others."
Uh-huh. All right. Food for thought. You're right. How are those things developing on the Twitter and Facebook accounts, Jennifer?
Oh, they're plugging away. I'll give you a full update at the bottom of the hour.
Will you?
I will.
Wow,
that's what
you're
we do
swell.
Here.
You're so. You're so. That's what we do here.
That's
no,
right.
No,
that's what
this
we do.
Is your job.
My
Dr.
job.
Dr. Jay Kumar joins us in the event that Jennifer has a short report. You'll get here quicker. 21 after.
Mr. Cab Driver, I might need some.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is cool.
Great song.
There are a number of them that sound similar to this. 24 after the hour, Beyond Good Day, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar will join us. And we have Michael's affirmation of the week, do we?
Oh, yeah. Michael's got to get his affirmation
going. Yeah, right. All right, so Richie is going to help us express ourselves.
Well, Doug, when you're on Facebook, a lot of times you like to express yourself.
That's true. I express myself on the air, too, every day.
That's right. And one of the ways you can do that on Facebook is to like somebody's statement, picture, update, mm-hmm. whatever
like.
It is.
But yeah. I always want to dislike if I don't like it.
Yeah, they don't have a dislike button. I see that coming.
It's all positive.
So, that got a couple of guys in trouble, including Daniel Ray Carter, who was a deputy sheriff in Virginia, when he liked the opponent of the sheriff he was working for and got fired.
All right.
And so now it's gone all the way up to the courts, and they're Facebook and the ACLU are trying to get Facebook's like button to be considered free speech by the courts. They ruled against this guy when he sued the sheriff for firing him and said that it wasn't protected. So now they're trying to take it up to the next level of the courts so that the like button can be counted as free speech. So I ask you, is liking something on Facebook considered free speech? Are you expressing yourself, and should you be protected there?
I think so. I mean, everything is freedom of speech, really.
Yeah.
You can make the argument for freedom of speech with everything.
But he expressed his opinion. That opinion should be protected. It should not get him fired.
Right, and it was like a stupid like. Like, he didn't even write anything.
Yeah.
Well, there are all kinds of...
If this guy stood on a street corner and said, I like Jim Adams for Hampton Sheriff, and he got fired for it, they would have to take him back.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who's running against, he's probably going to win anyway, and maybe this guy's just... placing his bets properly. Maybe that's what's going on. We don't know the politics. Maybe the present sheriff is so horrible, the people there want to vote him out. This guy's going to be the new sheriff, so this guy's just securing his place.
Right. That's pretty much, when you have six of your employees liking your opponent, something tells me
something wrong.
Yeah, and I should be able to say it if I want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can, but then this guy's free to fire you. And you sue them, and maybe you win on the basis of freedom of speech. But these things are always going
to
be challenged.
If I go to Bill Bennett's Facebook page or Don Imus's Facebook page or whoever, and I like them, would you fire me?
As a matter of fact, you know what? Honestly, here's what I'd like to do. Go to both of them and
like them.
And like them.
Yeah. I know.
You
I like all of them.
And Jennifer
guys.
And me. Well, let's do that. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Just do it.
Right.
I think that's a great idea.
I get updates from ManCow every day, and sometimes I steal his funny lines. Talk to him.
Right.
We all share.
That's right. Exactly. So I'm happy to. I think use my name, Jennifer, and like me on ManCow's Facebook page. Like me on Bill Bennett's page. Like me. I think that's what we do. Help them spread the wealth, as it were. And no, Richie, would you? Are you silly? You're silly, right?
The Fourth Circuit judge says it's not the substantive kind of speech that is protected under the Constitution.
Hmm.
It isn't?
Yep.
It isn't?
That's what a Fourth Circuit judge said. Fourth Circuit Judge Raymond Jackson.
Hmm.
That's really dumb.
Yeah, it is kind of dumb, but it is the reality, and so we live with it, right? One way or the other. 28 minutes past the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar right around the corner with much more food for thought here on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Micro instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Running a facility, America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AirFusion systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Stephen, Good Day program. Joining Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and me is Michael Fortier, and also Dr. Jay Kumar is here. Before we get to him, though, let's get to Jennifer's following on the various social media, because these people actually follow you and me and all of us, Jen, right?
Yeah, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We've been following a couple of things today. First of all, since Dr. J is here, we have to go with your favorite life saying. We've gone through quite a few already this morning, but just a few more to add to the list here. One of my favorites, it's very profound, no matter where you go, there you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Always, how about always remember you are unique, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that people will not remember what you did or what you said, but they will remember how you treated them. That's Maya Angelou. And then a little humor and levity. Patrick says, embrace the suck.
Embrace the what?
The suck. You can chime in with your favorite life sayings at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And you can also let us know what you think about the media's treatment of Lolo Jones. That article is posted there as well. And so far, Tim agrees with you, Doug, and says that the word you were using to describe the media this morning, the A word,
mm-hmm.
he says you're right. He agrees with you.
Yeah, well, I wasn't referring to the media. I was referring to the New York Times.
No, that's
another elitist groups that think that they know it all, are smarter than any of that stuff. All right, so we'll move off of that and on to stuff that's much more powerful, much more positive, things for us to think about. I was referencing yesterday the analogy of making your life better by thinking about it with the in the background the song Climb Every Mountain. You get an opportunity, you can begin again. Your opportunity for success starts every day. It's right in front of you. And in order to attain that success, to reach your goal, I try to bring in people that I know who are great at helping you with those sorts of things. And I can't think of anybody better than Dr. Jay Kumar, who has an extraordinary life experience and a great website, all kinds of ways to help out people, a counselor, friend, mentor, all kinds of things that can apply to him and his ideas. He's worked with many great athletes like the Olympians. We're talking about how to boost your brain power to make your body work better. And one of the things that helps is to put your mind into a particular place. So we've started, Michael Fortier is on the staff here. He's a little dry. I would say, wouldn't you? Richie's had a
like
good way.
Timber.
Yeah, he's a little dry and droll, but he has some wit to him. And so we've asked him each week to come up with an affirmation. And the point of this is to be serious, not necessarily. I mean, it doesn't.
This is a long-term test.
Right.
We're going to see if we can give Michael a positive, upbeat attitude, which is kind of unlike
which he scoffs
him.
At.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It can work for everybody.
Right.
So we want to take Michael.
Well, we know it can work for anybody and everybody. It's a question of where your mind is.
Right.
Right. So, Michael, you have an affirmation for us today to consider.
Yes. This is from the list of positive affirmations for abundance.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. I visualize myself having abundant wealth. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. And my wealth is increasing more and more now.
I thought he was going to say, I visualize myself having abundant girlfriends.
Or just abundant.
I thought he was going to.
It's so true. I'm going to echo what all of you are saying over here. It's so amazing the power of the human brain. And just in the past 10 years, we've learned more about the human brain from neuroscience and brain research in the past 10 years than we have in the past, 10,000 years. We know so much more about what's happened, the power of the human brain, the power of thought to really affect positive health, well-being, and outcome. And Jennifer, I would love to share with you one of my favorite quotes since you're doing, powerful affirmations. The quote that I love the most is, before you can achieve it, you have to envision it.
So that's actually what I was just thinking, Jay. Michael reads this off of a piece of paper that he printed out on the internet, but I'm not sure he actually does have a vision of his abundant wealth.
No.
Right. So let's see what it looks like. Let's let him tell us what it looks like.
Tell us what you're picturing yourself.
This is an exercise I want you to do, Michael, and I want all of you maybe after to do this as well. When you begin to when you want to achieve or to manifest a certain very specific goal, you really need to envision it first. And I'll go into the neuroscience behind that in just a bit. But I want you to verbally maybe just visualize out loud to us what that wealth looks like for you personally.
Well, it's enough abundance to be sitting somewhere on a beach drinking beer. And not having to worry about being somewhere at a certain time, in a certain day.
Are you serious?
So you want to be Jimmy Buffett?
I would also ask, Michael, when you do that, it's a great start what you just did. When you're visualizing, the more specific you can visualize the action or the intention of what you're trying to manifest, that's really important. The other key component to making that happen from neuroscience is the emotional quality. If you can feel that sense of peace, Michael, relaxation, not having that stress, if you can just feel that, embody that essence of that emotion, it also will help you move forward in that direction.
Now,
so in addition, go ahead.
Is it worth it? Is it healthy to visualize something material like wealth?
So I'm going to answer that question really. That's a great question, because the more specific you can make that intention or action. So, for example, it's one thing to say, hey, I want to be a millionaire. I want to have a house in, a beautiful house or a car. That's fine, but what I'm talking about here are specific actions. What are the actions you're going to take to make that happen? What are the specific, steps, like one step at a time that you can do, Michael, to make that intention come true? And the first thing you can do is just say to yourself, okay, I know that I deserve abundance and prosperity and wealth in my life.
Why? Why does he deserve it?
Because we all do. Because, Michael, I am worthy. The key word I want you to use, Michael, is the affirmation you say was fantastic. I want you to also maybe add to that if you can. I am worthy of abundance.
You know why he's worthy? Because he counts us down to the breaks and McFadden doesn't.
Because I expect you to
That's
be a professional.
So I want to share with you one thing. We have this thing called a negative bias in our brain, and it's this aspect of our human neurobiology that is there for survival. But the unfortunate thing is this negative bias we have in our brain can self-defeat our goals and our intentions for what we want to manifest. And we've now seen through studies it takes at least five empowering visual thoughts, something we call a cognitive visualization. It takes five cognitive visualizations or affirmations to really begin to shift the neural structure of your brain to reinforce that image in your mind. And so this is why it's so important. You know, I know we love Michael. We kind of tease him here and there. But we need to really support Michael and all of us in our intentions to manifest our goals and our dreams.
So, Michael, this is kind of like when you envision your future hot Asian girlfriend that you meet on the Internet. It's the same thing.
Well, what do you think about vision boards, Jay?
Hold on just a second. What you're doing here, I'm sitting back listening to this back and forth, and you're really sort of weakening the power. It's fun to have fun, and it isn't that this is so serious, but you got to take the energy behind what it is that you're trying to accomplish gets deflated or diluted when it is lost in
when I make fun of him.
Crossfire, yeah. I mean,
I agree with you. You know, and this is, and I'm saying this in from a sense of like.
But my version of this affirmation thing is way more fun than yours.
Yeah, but it doesn't do any good. So fun. You might as well not have Jay.
Thinking of having a hot Asian girlfriend.
I give him a paycheck.
Yeah.
I don't have to help him.
Yeah, well, but then why did we have Jay here?
Jay here is, we actually, all the rest of us walk away with great information.
Well, but why are you discounting Michael? Why would you not want him to
I'm not discounting
have,
Michael.
Yes, you are. You'd be disrespectful to him.
I know that he envisions himself with a hot Asian chick that he meets on the Internet. Yeah, I just want him to use that same
skill. Doesn't have to be on the Internet.
To get to obtain wealth.
Well, okay.
Michael, I would like for your affirmation. If you're open to doing this, I would like for your affirmation to be every day when you wake up in the morning, is to repeat yourself five times, and it takes a minimum of five cognitive affirmations or visualizations to really begin to shift the neural structure of the brain to really reinforce that image. And so the affirmation that I would like to invite you, Michael, to do and to repeat to yourself every morning is that I wake up today knowing that I am worthy of abundance and prosperity in my life. It's very simple. It's very easy to do, and you can embellish that in however specific ways you want to. But I want that to be the foundation of your affirmations you make every morning.
But you don't believe that's a superficial affirmation, abundance and wealth?
So you can get very specific in how that abundance and wealth manifest for you. So you can say, I'm worthy of abundance and wealth in my life, specifically in this manner, X, Y, Z.
Abundance and wealth doesn't necessarily have to be money or things.
Precisely.
It could be love. It could be acceptance.
Right.
There's nothing negative.
There's nothing about abundance that is negative. There isn't anything anywhere, if you believe in God or whatever the energy is.
Abundance comes from hard work and effort. There's nothing superficial about hard work and effort.
I'm not stealing or cheating or other ways, too.
Unless you're Paris Hilton.
Roberta, you're so right. Abundant. We sometimes, unfortunately, kind of, you know, equate abundance with monetary prosperity and wealth. And abundance can be, hey, having a loving family. That's
exactly
abundance.
Having that family around you.
Having health and well-being is abundance, you know, and having just the joy of living, having a job that you enjoy going to every morning is abundance.
Right. Yep. Let me throw a little reality into this, though.
Your reality.
Michael
Your reality.
No, Michael's reality.
Specifically,
your and
wealth
reality.
Michael is a realist.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Michael sees...
I'm not an optimist.
He's not an optimist. He's not a dreamer.
And that means that then all realists are basically negative. That's what you're saying,
Michael.
Basically, what you're saying.
I'd say more negative than positive.
Mm-hmm. So then we're all doomed. Might as well stop right now. End of story.
Well, you're the one who said yesterday we're running out of food.
We are running out of food.
Well,
that's reality.
Exactly.
That's a different sort.
I've been saying that for years.
That's a different sort of reality. I didn't say I didn't want abundance. The reality is that we're running out of food. Is there a way of changing that?
Michael,
why don't
you look at the future and dream about something? Because I know you. I know you well. And I know that you go, okay, here is today. Here's what's here. And for me to be Donald Trump is just silly thinking. So, you know, you don't think about how to get from here to there. You just think about where you are, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. And so there's a really great quote. You know, I think Jennifer says, wherever you go, there you are. And it's the longest journey always begins with one small step. Mm-hmm. And so when Michael, in your goal, I know this is the important thing to also, if I want everyone to get, the more concrete and specific and tangible you can make that intention or goal, the more likely you're going to make this happen. And the reason why that is because we have this part of our brain called the premotor cortex. The premotor cortex is the part of the brain that actually begins to fire and actually begins to get engaged well before we even take any physical action. So if you can begin, the reason why athletes like, you know, Gabby Douglas and Michael Phelps, you know, win gold is because that part of their brain called the premotor cortex is so well developed, they begin to actually visualize themselves, you know, making that, you know, on the high beam, you know, for Gabby Douglas or Michael Phelps winning that gold by sprinting as fast as he can across the swimming lane.
But there, you mentioned something about making your vision concrete or something like that, and that worked for Phelps and it worked for Douglas, but there are plenty of other people who also visualize winning gold who never do it. It's more
right.
than do.
It's a practice. And of course, you know, having a, you know, physical aspects and physical prowess is also very important. But what I'm saying is that the same kind of techniques that are used for Michael Phelps and Olympic athletes to win gold can also be used by every one of us.
But Michael, wouldn't you agree that going to the Olympics and not winning is better than saying, I could never get there?
Yeah, but my point was, when you talk about making it a concrete goal, there are plenty of people who visualize winning gold who don't.
Don't, right.
So is it healthy for them to visualize winning a gold if they're not going to?
Their chances are improved drastically. That's what I'm going to get at. So a study was done back in the 80s in the Soviet Union. They took a number of Olympic athletes and divided them into four groups. The four groups were divided accordingly. The first group only did physical activity. The second group did 25% cognitive visualization and 75% physical activity. The third group, half-half, 50-50. And the last group actually did 75% cognitive visualization of themselves performing the action. Maybe not winning the gold, but performing the action of what they have to do in their mind to win the gold, you know, when they're performing in their competition.
The old expression, go for the gold. All right, Jay, we've got to put a wrap on this. I think the idea of thinking and using the Olympic athletes as an example of how you can win, even in the face of terrific odds, I keep going back to this Lolo. What is her name? Lolo Jones?
Lolo Jones, yeah.
Lolo Jones. And
the last thing I want to say really quickly is that the group that outperformed everyone else was the last group, the fourth group that did 75% cognitive visualization and only 25% physical activity. They outperformed all the other athletes in their specific competition. So the adage goes, once again, this is my quote for the day for all of you, before you can achieve it, you have to visualize it and believe it.
There you go. Visualize and believe it. Dr. Jay Kumar, drjkumar.com, Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Now, now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Price of gas going up for everyone, but going through the roof on the West Coast. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. 2012 has been a roller coaster of a year for prices at the pump. We had a spike during the first few months of the year, topping out at an average of nearly $4 a gallon nationwide in early April. Prices came down as we reached the start of summer, but have gone back up since. The AAA's National Gas Survey shows a gallon of regular now at $3.66, up 13 cents a gallon over the past week, up 28 cents over the past month. On the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington State, the increases over the past couple of days have been much larger following a fire at a Richmond, California fuel refinery earlier this week. For example, in the San Francisco area, a spike of 35 cents a gallon since Monday's blaze. The fuel refinery hit by this blaze is owned by Chevron. The public affairs manager at Chevron, Heather Cult, says the company is ready to compensate area residents for injuries, loss of business, and other damages linked to the fire.
We have set up a compensation fund and developed a process for people to file their claims.
But what about this quick uptick in prices at the pump?
There's been a lot of questions about gas prices. Right now, I can tell you that there is excess supply in the West Coast market on gas.
And that implies these increases in gas prices are not warranted. Why then are prices skyrocketing on the West Coast?
As maybe you know, a lot of our gas stations are actually operated by franchisees, so I'm not aware of what each individual franchisee is doing. I couldn't comment on that.
That Chevron refinery is up and running again, but only at 60% capacity. Meanwhile, Chevron and an assortment of government agencies are investigating the cause of the fire at that refinery. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, not a whole lot of movement for the markets yesterday. The Dow finishing with a 7-point gain to 13,176. S&P a fraction of a point higher. NASDAQ fell 5. Oil prices down 32 cents a barrel, finishing at $93.35. Let's talk weather. Remember how hot it was in July? Now it's official. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says July was the hottest month on record for the continental U.S. The average July temperature nationwide was 77.6 degrees, more than 3 degrees above the average for the entire 20th century. A quick update on the Summer Olympic Games in London. The U.S. men's basketball team with a 119-86 quarterfinal win over Australia. Next up, the semifinals against Argentina tomorrow. Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh Jennings winning gold in the women's beach volleyball tournament, beating fellow Americans Jennifer Kessie and April Ross. For May Traynor and Walsh Jennings, gold in three straight Olympic Games. Track and field, American Allison Felix winning gold in the women's 200-meter final yesterday. Overall, the U.S. on top of the medal leaderboard with 81. China, a close second with 77. And finally, a question. How much texting do you do on a daily basis? And hopefully you're not doing any of it behind the wheel. Well, yesterday, Times Square, Manhattan, New York City, the best of the best gathered for the U.S. National Texting Championship. No kidding. The defending champion, Austin Wersky of Wisconsin, was there. Just how do you practice for this sort of competition?
I text all my friends. I text my family. I text signs as someone's driving me somewhere. I text signs going down the road.
Again, someone else is driving while he's texting. As for yesterday's competition, it wasn't just text as fast as you can. There were some hurdles thrown in as well.
They had one blindfolding. They had a text blitz. They had texting under distraction.
In the end, Austin Wersky, age 17, was able to out-text all challengers. He won, taking home $50,000 for his texting ability. $50,000 for texting. All I can say is OMG, LOL, TTYL. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.